Bringing it back to Rosie on the house. I got a story I can share that happened in my shower. I sure wish I'd had a balance bar. And it was just this past week. I was done showering. I was standing farther away from the curb than I normally, and I was making a bigger step out of the shower than I normally.
I hear balance bar, and my mind goes to gymnastics. I mean, were you in there like twirling around or something?
Sure. And I want to tell you, there was just enough soap left on the floor of the shower that as I overreached the step, I mean, I went down on my left kneecap right on the curb of the shower. And the little rail of the door that dug into I wish I'd had something to grab. I'll tell you that, man.
I'll never build another shower that's not a doorless walk-in with a curve.
It
makes so much sense. Yeah. And once you've used it and there's no door to run into, there's no edge to trip over.
We're talking
makes
about
perfect sense.
Aging in place. We're talking about universal design. We're talking about smart design, better living design. But before we go back to topic, let's bring Bill into Green Valley, who's very patiently been holding. Let's see if he's got a comment we'd like to share with all of our listeners. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you this morning?
Beautiful morning down in Green Valley, huh?
Oh, absolutely. The wind's picked up a little, but it's fine.
Yeah, we got a little breeze up here blowing as well.
Hey, I was listening to the geothermal portion that you had in the last hour.
Yeah.
And the guy said he couldn't get a loan for that. Well, I wanted to point out, my sister and her husband built a house on Fox Lake in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And they put geothermal in then and got a loan.
Well, I'll be darned.
So anyway.
Does your sister still live in that house?
She still has the house, yes.
And for 20 years, it's been run completely on geothermal.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And you know it gets cold up there because my brother-in-law loves to ice fish.
Yeah.
And so he steps out his back door, you know. So anyway, the geothermal thing is a proven system in places other than Arizona.
That would be a hard sell. Look, I'm building a house in Wisconsin. I don't want to put a heater in it.
Yep, absolutely. A lot harder than the heat in Arizona, I'm sure.
Bill, I would love, if you think she'd be willing, I would love to talk to your sister off air and just visit with her about what system they actually went with.
Okay.
And what after 30
what maintenance
plus
has
years,
there been? Yeah.
What maintenance and what has their overall utility bill been?
Yeah.
Well, as far as I know, she hasn't had any problems with it at all in 30 years. The house is very comfortable. I've been in it two or three times, and I'll let her answer the rest of those questions for you.
Hey, great.
I'll have her. How would you like to have it? Would you like to have her call you?
You know what? I've got your phone number, Bill. Jennifer's going to pick you back up, and we'll visit with her and get a hold of her directly. I appreciate the call from beautiful Green Valley, Arizona. Hey, can we bring Lisa back into the conversation? I wanted to catch her from Aegis by Design down in Tucson. Lisa Reeves.
Hi, Rosie.
Is joining us this Saturday, and we're talking about all of the things that we've been discussing. And Lisa, you had a couple more comments you wanted to bring up about, in particular, the bathrooms and the kitchens?
Well, there's some simple things you can do in the bathrooms. If you're not remodeling, one of the best things is to have a shower bar with a hand shower. Because not only does it help you to clean and it's more versatile, you can maneuver that. You can bring a little shower seat into the shower with you if you need to sit down. I bet Romy would have liked to sit down with that when
back.
He hurt his back.
Oh, man. You were really in bad. You looked horrible, just so you know that.
Thank you.
But, you know, those are the
horrible
things.
Yeah,
you don't
yes
have to be old for those, right?
That's right. This is a young man. This is a young, healthy man. And how'd you throw your back out?
You're really going to do this to me on air?
Yeah, yeah.
When I get to the end of my row, when I'm mowing the lawn,
yeah,
I don't turn to the left to go to the next one. I instead take the cut line. On that wheel, I pivot backwards so the lawnmower
Okay.
Turns right into place. When I was spinning the lawnmower, my foot stayed in place while my back was turning, and it went, ow.
And that's a healthy man right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One little twist, and now he's laid up for a week. But go ahead, Lisa.
Well, I just think that's a real easy change, and it doesn't really cost too much, you know, under $100, and you can have something like that in. Curveless showers, you had just mentioned that before. We are putting no curves in showers anymore. We just do not want them. They're just a tripping hazard. I love the no-door policy. The thing about the no-door policy is that they can get cold. So if you are mature, then sometimes you can get cold faster. So you might want to put heat lamps right outside.
Very
or have,
that's
or
a great
have warm,
idea.
Warm floors. You can do heated floors.
Yeah.
Also heated towel bars.
Okay.
That's a really nice feature because then you can just throw a hot towel on you when you get out of the shower. A lot of people get cold faster because your skin's a little thinner.
I feel better just talking about it right there. Well, Lisa, hang on right real quick. We're going to have to break for bottom of the news right back, and we'll bring you back up and talk the last couple tips. And we've got Caroline online that wants to talk about filling in that living, that sunken living
that's
room. That's
definitely
can be
an aging-in-place process.
Can be a
one
horrible,
less step.
Horrible. Tripping, and it's easy to do, Caroline. We'll bring you into the conversation right after this break.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.